Hi, I'm Olivier, and this is the Internet of Things show. Today, we'll talk about Azure IoT Edge, and it's going to be a one-on-one introduction for developers. And for that, we have John Glunt here today. Hey, John, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. So that's the first time you're on the show, and not the last, I know that. And I see you have like fantastic stickers on your laptop. And I thought it would be a nice thing, actually, that you tell us something about one of the stickers on your laptop.
All right, yeah. So I have a seven-year-old boy, and he created this Strat, this red guitar, and these are all perler beads, and we got him a Strat for Christmas.
So you have 3D stickers on your laptop.
Yeah.
That. Okay. That's the first I see that.
Also a Huskies fan.
Cool. So what do you do for Microsoft?
I'm on the commercial software engineering team. We work directly with customers on latest technology coming out of Azure.
Okay.
And then we get feedback into engineering teams to help them improve the developer experience and overall product.
Cool. So since we released, and before even like it was public, you've been working with Azure IoT Edge with actual customers, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So the goal today is actually to look at what, from a developer standpoint, IoT Edge is and how you get started with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe first, like, what is IoT Edge for a developer?
The Azure IoT Edge is a solution that allows you to connect devices that are non-internet connected to the internet, as well as do local compute and storage. So you can do local machine learning and analytics to make real-time decisions on the edge versus doing that in the cloud.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So basically, and actually all that control from the cloud through Azure IT Hub, right?
Absolutely.
So you basically set things up there and things happen magically on the device, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, actually, I think a good thing to do that one-on-one is to look at these tutorials that we have and say, hey, what are the prerequisites? What do you need to do as a developer to get started with IoT Edge and run your first Edge device and the first modules, and we'll see what that is, on that device?
Absolutely. All right. So let's jump into the tutorial. So on the Microsoft Docs website, we have step-by-step instructions for getting set up with Azure IoT Edge.
Okay.
And the first thing you're going to need to do is go ahead and install Docker.
Okay.
The Edge is based on containers.
Mm-hmm.
So the Edge itself is a Docker container.
Okay.
And each of the modules that you create are also containers.
Got it. Okay. And that's on the device itself. That's the Edge device.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. So you need Docker and you need Python. The Python script that we have today allows you to start, restart, and configure that Edge runtime.
Makes sense.
So the first thing we're going to do is do a pip install of that runtime.
Okay. So that's a public package, right? So anyone can just install on their machine using that pip install command.
And that's just a pip install. We do the dash u to update to the latest version. And so after you've installed that runtime, the runtime is now available on your Edge device.
Yep.
This is simulating the Edge on a Windows machine. So we are going to create an IoT hub and an Edge device. So we've already created the hub. So let's go over to the portal and see what the Edge device creation experience looks like. On the homepage of your IoT hub, you're going to see a new item called IoT Edge. You click on that, and you click Add IoT Edge Device. This is going to create an Edge device in the IoT hub. So let's do Edge device 5.
So the same way you would be creating a device identity for a regular, would say, device on IoT Hub, what you're doing right now is you're creating one that has specific capabilities, which are Edge capabilities, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've created Edge device 5.
Okay.
And that gives us connection strings to connect to that device, and we'll list all the modules deployed to that device.
Okay. So for now, it's a vanilla type of device. You have a new connection string. So that's basically going to be what you'll be using on the device in the runtime, actually, to hook up to IoT Hub and get your configuration.
That's right. Okay, we're going to take that connection string, and we're going to pass it into the IoT Edge CTL setup command with a connection string.
Okay, cool.
So I'm going to copy and paste that into my command prompt. So this is going to copy all the necessary configuration for the Edge runtime.
Okay.
And now we need to do an IoT Edge CTL start.
Cool. So these tools come when you do install the runtime using the pip package, right? So all of that is coming in with your install, and you're able to do that configuration and then starting the actual runtime, right?
That's right. So the first thing it will do is fetch the official agent that is responsible for pulling down all the other modules. Now it's actually running, waiting for a module to be sent to it. And we do that. We can do that through the portal.
Okay.
So let's go back to the portal. Now we click on the Edge device. You click Set Modules. and click Add IoT Edge Module.
Okay.
You give that module a name in a image URI, which is a URI to the Docker image, which can be on a Azure Container Registry, or it can be on Docker Hub, or any kind of private registry that you have.
Okay. Yep. So a local one, right?
It could be a local, yes. Yep. All right, so back at the documentation, we're going to copy this here, temp sensor, to the portal. And we're going to grab this URI here.
Okay. So what we're deploying right now is a module that simulates data from a temperature sensor, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep. It just generates data on a timer and sends it through the an edge module to the IoT.
Okay. So basically a name and a pointer to the registry where this image is living.
That's right. Okay. You configure a route. So when you have multiple modules, you're going to route messages from module A to module B.
Okay.
And you can configure that here in routes.
Got it. Right now,
we're just going to say all messages go to upstream, which means send all messages to IoT Hub.
Got it. Okay.
We're going to click submit.
Okay. What's happening here? So you submit. Mm-hmm. What's happening in IoT Hub right now?
So the submit button actually calls an endpoint called apply configuration.
Okay.
That apply configuration will, through the cloud, send a message to the edge agent.
Okay.
And it'll tell it which modules it should download.
Got it. So that basically the edge runtime, the device, will synchronize and will say, hey, like I have a new configuration, now I have to download and install and run these new modules. And
right.
also set up the routing, right?
That's right.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
So now when you refresh your device, you'll see that temp sensor is now running on that device.
Okay. Along with a couple of other ones, right?
Yeah. So. The first one you'll see is Edge Agent, which is responsible for setting up configuration, pulling modules, pulling config, and launching other modules.
Okay.
And Edge Hub is responsible for sending messages to IoT Hub.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the routing as well, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, for now, you didn't write a line of code. So.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Okay, so now let's take a look at the messages coming in from the Edge device to IoT Hub using Device Explorer. We're going to configure that with our connection string. Then we're going to go, and go into data and select our device. When we click monitor.
And so from the tool perspective here, whether it's a regular device or an edge device, it makes no difference, right?
That's correct. Okay. Yeah. So you can see these messages coming in. So what we've done is installed the edge runtime on our Windows machine just to simulate an edge device.
Okay.
We've deployed a temp sensor simulated module to that device.
Okay.
And now we're monitoring messages coming from that device.
Awesome. So that's good. That's a really good introduction to, that's the ABC, I would say, of IoT Edge for developers. Mm-hmm. From there, the phone will start. But that was a great introduction. Thanks, John.
Cool.
And see you in the next episode.
Sounds great. Thank you.